This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. What we are all witnessing and living through is the collapse of public trust in nearly every institution that was once unquestionable. Think about it. When you were growing up, didn't you believe the news? You know, back when there were only three channels, but all three channels reported the same thing. I'm talking about before CNN, before the internet. And you believed the news, right? We all did. We thought, wow, well, why would they lie? They must be telling the truth. So we trusted the news. We trusted Cronkite and others, Dan Rather and so on. Well, what about government? People used to trust government. They used to believe the FBI would tell the truth and only prosecute bad people. People used to believe the Department of Justice was actually about justice. People used to believe in the institutions of education. They used to believe in the banking system. And I could go on, but the explanation here is that people no longer believe in these institutions, or more specifically, an increasing number of people have lost faith in these institutions because that faith was false faith to begin with. That's the real takeaway here. These institutions, all of them that I mentioned, and many more, have been scamming the people of the world for as long as they've been in existence. They've been running cons and scams. They've been abusing their power. You know, the FBI, we now know, is a corrupt, lawless agency that is engaged, or at least its highest members, including the former director of the FBI, were engaged in treason against the United States of America. We're talking treason. We're talking, you know, these people, some of these people involved in the FBI and the DOJ and others actually literally qualify for the death penalty if found guilty of treason. That's how serious their crimes are against this nation. So that's just one thing. And, you know, we've got the DOJ corruption. We've got the corruption of the IRS, but I guess that doesn't surprise anybody. But we've also seen the corruption of all these other institutions. Public faith was misplaced. Why did people believe that the FBI was all about the truth? Well, that was the costume that they wore. That was the narrative that, oh, the government is here to serve you, to serve the people. Oh, the banking system is here to serve the economy. Oh, the drug companies are here to cure disease and engage in compassion. Now we know, no, the cancer industry is a for-profit industry that makes sure people remain cancerous by denying them access to accurate information about cancer prevention or cancer cures. The cancer industry preys on cancer patients for repeat business to make sure that your cancer keeps coming back, which happens to be the number one side effect of chemotherapy. The cancer treatments cause cancer. The cancer drugs cause cancer. And they won't even admit that there are cancer cures because that would be contradictory to their whole narrative that cancer has to be treated and managed over and over again. And I could give you examples in every institution, in education, Hollywood, in the movie industry, finance and banking and so on. I mean, who believes Wall Street anymore? Who believes in the stock market anymore? Who doesn't think it's rigged? You know, maybe some gullible fool who's losing his life savings might believe that, but most informed people already know the system's rigged. In fact, that is kind of the new slogan. The system is rigged at every level. That's the new realization. That's the wake-up call. The FBI is rigged. The Justice Department is rigged. The legislators in Washington, D.C., they're all bought and bribed. So that system is rigged too. The news is rigged. The news is fake, or the news is anti-American. Heck, the Washington Post and New York Times the other day were praising North Korea. Yeah, the same media that attacks President Trump and attacks the American flag and attacks the Founding Fathers and the Constitution was out there just drooling over North Korea and the sister of Kim Jong-un at the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Oh, man, the mainstream media, including CNN, they couldn't get enough of North Korea. They just love North Korea. Was it Lester Holt who was out there at the fake North Korean ski resort talking about how awesome North Korea is because people are having fun there skiing? Yeah, dude, it's all staged, you moron. You freaking moron. The whole thing is a stage. Those aren't actual citizens. Those are North Korean slave actors who were forced to go there and act out for you at gunpoint. And Lester Holt is too stupid to know that because he's just one of these, gullible, delusional, deranged left-wing lunatics that now populate, you know, the media, Google, Facebook. That's the other institution that has collapsed in the minds of most people is, you know, Google and the search engines and the tech giants. We now know Google is evil. Google censors the truth. Google stifles the speech and destroys the economic revenue models for conservative websites. Facebook systematically censors and blacklists libertarians and conservatives and vaccine truth reporters like myself and many others. Twitter, same story. YouTube, same story. You know, people are losing faith in these institutions for good reason, because these institutions are being exposed. Now, the bigger picture in all of this is that we're talking about a major change in the history of human civilization. For all time of human history, people have lived as, in essence, mental slaves under systems of oppression, control, disinformation. Even in America, the media was lying to you this whole time. Go back and look at the reports of what happened in Waco, Texas with David Koresh. This was before the internet, essentially. Nobody had the internet then. Nobody had alternative media. All you had was the word of the mainstream media sources. And what did they do? They lied to you. The ATF committed murder. The FBI was involved as well at its highest levels. They committed murder. They murdered women and children and men, dozens of people at the Waco compound, you know, the David Koresh compound. They murdered those people. But the media covered it up and the government covered it up. But looking back, we now know that that pattern of corruption and treason and murder and destruction is consistent with what we now know the FBI does every day. It's consistent with the corruption of the deep state that Trump is trying to fight against and expose and root out. I mean, you know, bottom line is we all want to believe in institutions. We want an FBI that we can trust. We want to live under a lawful society, a civil society where we're polite to each other and where people follow the laws and where bad people get arrested and go to jail. But if that's the case, why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Why isn't James Comey in jail? Why isn't Peter Strzok in jail? Why isn't Loretta Lynch being indicted for collusion and treason? But we want to believe in institutions. We want to believe the money supply is honest and not manipulated. Ha ha, right? We want to believe the media is telling us the truth. We want to believe that drug companies are actually looking to help humanity instead of just profit off of suffering and disease and death. And yet, if you look around and you're realistic, if you're honest about what's happening in the world around you, you realize there are very few institutions you can believe in. Very few institutions that tell you the truth. And I think for a lot of people, they're starting to look back at some of the older institutions now, like the church, to say, you know what, maybe take a second look at the church. Maybe the church was right about the golden rule and belief in divinity and looking at the prophecies of the Bible and so on. There's a lot of truth to be found there that you can no longer find in the fake world around you. I mean, unless you want to just watch a bunch of endless, mindless YouTube videos, or watch celebrity news or sports or a fake conspiracy channel, MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and all their Russia collusion hoax, fake Justice Department, fake FBI, you know, fake money from the central banks, the fake stock market, the fake science of climate change and the pharmaceutical industry and the fake pseudoscience of the vaccine industry. If that turns you on, yeah, you can find fakery all over the place. But if you want to find truth, a lot of people are turning to nature. A lot of people are turning to the Bible or other forms of spiritual exploration. A lot of people are turning inward, looking at meditation. A lot of people are looking at older literature. When authors actually had something important to say about humanity, you know, there's a lot of people realizing that our modern era is an era of fakery and evil and deception, and it's probably going to collapse as faith in these false institutions is collapsing by the day. So, look, I don't have the final answers either, but I can tell you that believing in all these fake institutions and the singularity and that the robots are going to save humankind, it's all BS, folks. You're never going to find purpose or meaning or truth in any of that garbage. Elon Musk is not an honest person. He's half of what he says is just total hype. It's not going to come true. There's not going to be a million people living on Mars and by the year 2040 or whatever he said. Not even close. You want to find truth? Look to nature. Look to God. Look to divinity. Maybe look inward. But don't think that you're going to find truth in all these external false sources, such as the fake news media and the fake FBI and the fake science and the fake climate change and the fake hate comedy of late night TV. You're not going to find any truth there. And if you're looking for truth online, you're only going to find it in the independent media. That's the only place you'll find it. So keep supporting independent media like my website, naturalnews.com, and many others out there. And you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. I'll do my best to keep you informed as all of this unfolds. But make no mistake, we're living in a time of total collapse, the collapse of the faith in the institutions that we once believed unquestionably were telling us the truth. We now know they've been lying to us all along. And with that, we're going to see the collapse of much of Western civilization, at least as we know it today. Maybe the collapse of the United States of America in the years ahead. I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.